today, in this day and age, in our society and in our homes. There is one complaint, a common complaint, a regular complaint. There's probably not any home out there in which this complaint is not present. And what's that complaint? That we don't know why, what's the reason, but there's always arguments happening in a home. There's no unity, togetherness between the children. We don't know what's happening with the earnings, the money that comes home. It evaporates, it disappears, it gets spent. Suddenly illnesses come home and we don't know what's happening. Everything's calm and fine. Suddenly arguments start, fights break out, issues break out. Children, they're not united, they're fighting and quarreling. And this is a common complaint today in our homes, in our lives. And what's the reason for this? There must be a reason for this. For this occurrence, that these conditions and circumstances in our homes, in our society, in our ma'ashara. What's the reason behind this? So brothers, there's one reason for this. That despite having everything, there's one item that's not present which we need. And that is khair and barakat. Which is goodness and blessings. In that home where there's no goodness, happiness and blessings, it doesn't matter how much money there is there present, how much wealth there is in that home, but the circumstances will always stay negative and improper. Now, goodness, well-being, blessings is a massive thing. For goodness and blessings, we're not looking at the quantity, rather, even if there's a little bit, a person remains happy. Don't look at quantity. And a beautiful, unique happiness stays with a person. But when there is no khair, no goodness and blessings, doesn't matter if there's mounds of cash and money present, person's not content. We're weird in the way we think. We don't realize what's the reason behind our issues. We think about it, then we get another punishment on top of it because we don't do the right action, the right solution. We don't go towards that Allah. How will He help us? That shaitan, he deviates us, then he takes us off track. And then we go towards amils and magicians and sorcerers and exorcists. And what's happened at home? There's problems. The business is not running. This is not happening. That's not happening. So then person starts to go towards amils and maybe they'll get a shortcut solution to the problem. He'll give me a wazifa, a practice. What will that poor person give? What solution will he give you? He'll give you an action. Oh, he'll give me an amal, an action. Maybe he'll grab hold of the jinns that are affecting me. But that's it. There are two, three things that come in reply from the magician. Oh, someone's cast a spell on you. Someone's cast a spell on you. You've been trapped. You've been affected. But the reason actually behind all of those problems that person's suffering is that there's no goodness, no well-being and no blessings in his home. So today I'll tell you wazifa, that due to that wazifa action, khair, goodness, well-being and blessings will never cease in the home. Will you do it? Subhanallah. Will you do it? Inshallah. All the problems will evaporate. Evaporate. So it's obvious, where should we go to ask for this practice, this wazifa? Where should we go? Now there's only one place where we can go and ask and get the advice, get the answer, the solution. That's the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please tell us, how can I acquire goodness, well-being, happiness and blessings? And sometimes the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions radiallahu anhum, would ask questions and ask advice from the Prophet ﷺ for dua and advice. And they're like us, some of them would say, oh, don't give too much, just tell me a little bit, tell us a little bit. So the Prophet ﷺ would then tell them a little bit. So today we will also request that, oh Prophet of Allah, we can't implement too many wazifas and practices and recitations. And khair and barakah is a big thing. We don't know how much we're going to have to do together. So can we just put in a little request that we're like those people who are from the sort of countryside areas, and they were straightforward and direct, the Sahaba Ikram, the Buddhus, they'd say straightforward that we can't do too much, just tell us a little bit, O Prophet of Allah, which is easy and simple. So the Prophet would give them easy, simple solutions. So today, we will also imitate that request. This is the hadith of Tirmidhi and Shamali. Tirmidhi, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu raises hadith, and I'm presenting to you the meaning of this hadith. So what we need to do is that we need to take hold of this practice, be steadfast on it, be regular on it, and then see what takes place. Because no minor man, normal man's telling us this practice is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a great wazifa practice. But we need to have something put in place before we do this, precondition. And we should feel ashamed saying this. In comparison to this, if a person without wudu, a magician, says something, solutions to us, we'll be happy and we'll implement those solutions he gives and we'll pay him for those solutions. Yeah? That's what we'll do. But in comparison to that, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the head of Medina, he's giving us a wazifa practice. Why don't we run towards his solution, his advice? There's a reason. Was there something lacking in our lives? We are lacking certainty and yaqeen, belief in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, we'll do it one day inshallah. And opposite side, more yaqeen. Yeah, this magician, he'll give me a quick solution. So if the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us wazifa practice, then what do we need? Precondition, yaqeen, certainty, belief in his sayings. Without certainty, yaqeen, we cannot get anything. If we strengthen our yaqeen, then inshallah Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his blessed statements have come out, then definitely that conclusion will come. Definitely. When will it happen? How will it happen? When we ain't bothered about that, we are not going to leave that practice, that wazifa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the result will definitely come. That's the amount of yaqeen certainty we should have. But our yaqeen, to test it, for Allah ta'ala wants, suddenly it can happen, or it could happen after a few hours or after some days. But it definitely occurs. It definitely occurs. I remember a point here, just like it's stated that there's benefit when a person spends time in the company of the friend of Allah, the Shaykh. But we don't have certainty in this. How do we have certainty in this? How do we believe this? We go for a few hours. Oh, it's been a day, 2 hours, 2 days, 8 days. I'm not seeing any benefit. There's no blessings. We complain like this. And then what do? We slip away. We evaporate. We leave. I'll give you an ajeeb, unique example. And a great personality this example has come from in tasawwuf. And it is a great maqam, great level in our pious elders. And who's that? Hazrat Rashid Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Subhanallah. What a great human being he was. And I'm giving you his great example. He stated that when I went to my Shaykh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, then after staying with him, he called me and he said to me that, Rashid, I am very happy with you. MashaAllah, you have done good work. You have achieved. So today I give to you, I sign over to you, I transfer to you everything that I've got. SubhanAllah. So he said, I used to think after that day, that 10 years, 12 years, I thought, that what was it that Hazrat my Shaykh gave to me? Why am I not feeling what he's given to me? Why don't I realize? He said, today, 30 years later, praise be to Allah, I'm feeling that phase, that blessing. Allahu Akbar. So it wasn't wrong what his Shaykh said. He was right. But he had yaqeen, he stood firm. These words have been stated. It will happen. It will come to me. I'll get the benefit. When does it happen? But our standard is what? We want it straight away. Based on Allah's hikmah, wisdom, he tests us, makes us wait. No, I want it quickly. Otherwise, I'm going to give up, lose. We should see our maqam. Who is saying this? Where is this word coming from? And stick to it. Stick to it. So first I speak about yaqeen, that you will enjoy this ajeeb point. But if I present many other examples, you'll be shocked. Surprise, great personalities, I could present their examples. Because the Holy Prophet, his blessed words from his blessed statement. So how can what he said be wrong? Will we practice his brothers? Inshallah, inshallah. Now, this is such a beautiful wazifa, such a beautiful practice. It's so easy that we cannot imagine. And it's linked to our nature, our natural lifestyle, daily lifestyle. And every day that time comes across us, that with ease we can implement this practice, this wazifa, this solution. So the words of the hadith are present in front of you, the meaning of the hadith. What's this solution that will give us happiness and blessings? And the Prophet ﷺ said that in that home, in whichever home, prior to eating, before eating and straight after eating, if the hands are washed, then in that home, goodness and happiness, blessings will never cease. They will never stop. Say again, SubhanAllah. That's it. End of story. Success achieved. Is there any easier practice solution than this? What are we asking for? Khair, goodness, well-being and blessings in everything in our homes. And it will come. And it will never cease. It will never stop. It will never disappear. How can it? Who gave us the good news? It's very simple. So if we analyze now for a little bit, in our homes, do we do this action? Do we? that we don't, the day and age we're in now, the situation has arisen that we don't even eat with our hands, with our bare hands. Forget about washing. Then why are we going to wash our hands then? In comparison to that, replacement to that, we don't even get a chance to wash with our hands. And if we touch the food with our hands, then there's a tissue box there and we wipe them. End of story. Because we don't have yaqeen, certainty in this point, this practical lifestyle. But this is hadith in Shumail al-Tirmidhi, the Sahaba Karam radiallahu anhu were listening to them. They all started this practice. If I give you examples, until today, this day and age, I can give you examples that when I told this was even to somebody, the solution to a person, he had strong belief. He said, within a few days, the fortunes in my home turned upside down. Fighting quarrels ended, such barakat blessings came to our house. He said, we couldn't imagine. We were shocked, but we had yaqeen. And he said, all the things that had been stopped, that weren't being completed, they were completed. All our issues evaporated. Subhanallah, the Prophet ﷺ, according to the nature, has given us a solution. That twice a day, at least you're going to eat, isn't it? So yeah, obviously we're going to eat in the morning and later on. So before eating, we wash our hands. Before eating and straight after eating, wash the hands. And there are many other benefits, and maybe we don't have time now to discuss them. They will never end. So many benefits for washing the hands. But I'm just taking that point that we are desperately in need of, which is goodness and blessings in our homes. And for which shaitan takes us away from that, makes us do shirk, do the wrong actions. Maybe it's this that's not happening in my home. Maybe for this reason my business is going downhill. Maybe for this reason there's arguments at home, or there are illnesses or diseases, and he takes us off track. But the Prophet has opened all the doors to the solutions. Hear the hadith again. And I tell you the point again, that home, in that home where the practice of before eating and after eating the hands are washed, then in that home goodness and blessings, happiness will never cease, will never stop, will never go. So there's a hint here, direction in the home, in whichever home. So we speak about the home, not insan, not the human being. Understand, listen to the hadith and understand the hadith. What is the Prophet telling us about? The home, the household, not human being. So in the house there's three men or two children, one husband and wife, there's a man, five men. In that home, every man should have this action, every person should have this action, subhanAllah. Lazim, compulsory. Has he washed his hands? Has this child washed his hands? Has my wife washed her hands? Have I washed my hands? Without washing the hands, there's no khair, no goodness, no blessings. And sometimes we start eating without washing the hands, and the wife, and she's sitting there, and we haven't advised them, or our child is sitting, we haven't advised them. In that home, and all the human beings who live in the home, it's lazim, essential upon them to do this action, inshaAllah. If we do this action, then I say, khair, goodness and blessings, treasure chests and mountains of treasures will come to our homes. So simple a solution. Every sunnah of the Holy Prophet ﷺ is so fantastic, so brilliant, that we have need for nothing else in life if we take all of the tariqahs, the lifestyle, the methods of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Such a great favor of Allah that He sent His Habib to us, His beloved to us on this earth, and He gave us His favor that He allowed us, He permitted us, He gave us the great, great ability that we can go and imitate His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, tell me, can you imitate anyone else? That you get angry if someone, if you imitate someone in the world, they'll get angry. If you're somebody and he's wearing something, you imitate him. You say, why are you wearing something like this to copy me? Don't you feel ashamed of yourself? Don't copy me. Don't intimidate me. If there's someone higher, and if he wears a certain item of clothing, if you wear that and go to him, he'll be unhappy. How dare you wear the same libas and clothing like I do in front of me? He'll say this. This happens, isn't it? So look on the opposite. What is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us? Allah said to us that He's my beloved. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my beloved. He's my Habib. He's not just the Nabi. He's not just the Rasul. He is my Habib, my beloved. What a great status. So go, says Allah, O Ummati, follower. I give you permission that you can imitate my Habib, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amazing. Amazing. Totally. You can imitate him, copy him. The color of his imamah turban, you can wear the same. The way he wears the cap, you can wear it as well. The way he speaks, you should speak as well. You're permitted. So Allah loves this imitation. Allah says, I love the imitation of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala states, in turn, in reward for that, Allah says, I give you so much reward that I make you my Mahbub as well, my beloved as well, as a reward for you imitating my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Habib. What a great rank, what a great favor upon us. And we run away from this. Oh no, we can't do this. And such imitation will do in our lives of others that we'll get beats after that. We're going to negative. I won't go into those actions of imitation, but what about the fares and the blessings, the rules of Allah? So such a great subject came on my mind. I presented it and shared with you. We will practice this, inshallah. Our family members, our children, make it lazim, essential upon them, compulsory. Great hadith when you sit down to eat. And quite a few things have come into this, isn't it? That we'll sit together, won't we? that obviously will warn them and remind them to at least put a bowl of water there then, if you can't go to wash your hands, if someone forgets, okay, sit here, just wash your hands here, and make them wash their hands there, so they don't have to get trouble, the children, you have to explain to the child, and we're in a society that you have to practice on these deeds, you can't beat with the sticks and scolding, so with love, put a bowl of water there, inshallah, the child or the person who hasn't washed their hands will wash their hands there and follow the sunnah. Will you do this, brothers? Such actions is not to be ashamed of. This is our deen, a way of life. This is our life. That in such a way, in some way or other, we need to mold our children in accordance with the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's lifestyle. This is our hard work. This is our deen, our objective, our mission. And from this will come goodness for us. Not just this. It's not just our responsibility after go up and send them to this school. This school is going to make them this. We're giving them dunya. What about the akhirah? What hereafter are we giving to them? The akhirah is this. The take hold of that point, which is most important, which is easy, simple, and it's full of barakah, that there's no limit to the barakah in this point. Subhanallah. So that children will, yes, they'll go to institution to do hifz and memorization, but take them from the initial part of life so that shaitan cannot influence them. So actions that are easy and the children are not habitually doing them, we'll do them ourselves, then they'll become habitual. Inshallah, when the children will start, they'll become so regular on the actions that they'll remind us that, Abu, father, you haven't washed your hands today. You told us about this, you haven't done this action. I'm telling you the reality. They will remind us themselves. But we don't pluck courage enough or determination to practice. And we don't have the love. We don't have the certainty. We don't have the desire and passion. We go left and right and running around looking for other solutions. Everything is attained via hard work. We'll be asked that, what did you do with your children? How did you teach them? What did you teach them? How did you bring them up? The time that we should teach our children, we waste time with them. We teach them silly habits and silly actions and wrong love we demonstrate. And when they grow up, they start to rebel. We run around, please give wazifa for my child. My child is doing this and that. It's too late. We should think right now, after the child is born, straight away that tarbiyah starts. There's no point running around after the growth. If a tree grows old, how will you mold it? But when the tree is young and small, you can mold it. You can shape it. Isn't it? Isn't this the case? So inshallah, no problem if your children have grown up. Even today we can explain to them. Allah Ta'ala's deen, there's so much barakah and blessings inside Allah Ta'ala's deen, that if you explain with sincerity and love to someone older, even he will start to implement and practice. So we should seat them down with love, to read the hadith to them, and say, look, there are problems in our homes, you're not getting a job, there's a problem here, and your child is doing this, and this is happening, that's happening. But I've heard this hadith, the Mulana was saying, great hadith, come, let's practice this, inshallah. What difference will it make? The washing the hands, at least our hands will be washed and made clean, isn't it? They won't get spoiled or disfigured. So splash the water, put the water in the bowl with love, don't take all of the sticks, the kids have grown up. Oh, no, oh, sorry, I can't do it, father says, don't be angry. Okay, fine, no problem. Let's watch like this. And it lazim on you, put the bowl there, glass there, towel there, so that this is our duty, that we will do this, and this will become such a great ibadah. This is tabligh that you're doing then, tabligh. And such a great action that you are inviting towards tabligh, you're giving propagation of the deen, that there's no limit, and the house will become nur ala nur, light upon light, where the sunnah of the Prophet is revived. This is the tariqah of doing tabligh, isn't it? That's fine, you're going out, telling other people, knocking. But here, tabligh starts at home, isn't it? That your house is being made, basic life essentials are being practiced into. Let's pray that Allah Ta'ala gives us all the tawfiq, the ability and capability, that so that we understand ourselves, so that we are passionate to practice the deen for ourselves and for our children. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المرسلين طه وياسين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم وإنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا حزننا وجدنا وخطونا وعبدنا كل ذلك اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم ثبتنا الإيمان وأنبتنا الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا في سنتي ونفعنا بمحبتي واشرنا في سمرتي يا كريم يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا داعشي البلجات ادفع بلجاتنا يا شافي الامراض اشفع امراضنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وعزلنا وجدنا وخطبنا ولنا كل ذلك لنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الله يحييهم منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.